Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal Capaccio from WGR is live on WBEN. He was on the sidelines yesterday for the Bills-Steelers game. One of those rare times, Sal, where the game played out exactly how people said it should. The Bills fed James Cook over and over again and got the win. Ty Johnson, Ray Davis, Josh also did their part. TJ Watt, after the game, said he never saw a team run the same play so many times and have it still work. What contributed to the Bills' success?
Exactly that. Good morning. The Bills having a really good game plan to protect their two backup tackles. They were without Deion Dawkins, without Spencer Brown, and they're a very good run team and said, we need to run the ball. And after last week, the way Josh got beat up, we can't let our quarterback get hit. So it was a lot of run and a lot of quick game as far as the passing game is concerned. And the Bills had an excellent plan. They were prepared, and they did it and executed it well against a Steelers ferocious pass rush for the Steelers that was very much neutralized because of how well they ran the ball. 246 yards rushing, the most ever against the Steelers inside Acrisure Stadium.
That's pretty crazy. That was a great rushing performance by the
Bills. 249, by the way. I shortchanged them, three of them, Brian. Yeah.
They really seemed, Sal, that like everything was kind of stuck in the mud. And then it got extra chippy. And it's almost like that fueled the Bills going forward. And you could see as soon as Allen's getting in the face of somebody, or that hit on Allen, too, really kind of starting things off. And you could just kind of feel it like, oh, man. Now he wants to prove a point here, and the Bills did.
Yeah, so the game absolutely changed from my perspective on the sidelines, attitude and demeanor by the Bills when Josh got hit right before the two-minute warning when he slid and Patrick Queen hit him. There was no penalty called. I thought there should have been. There wasn't. There was a little skirmish on the sidelines, and I talked to several players in the locker room who said they agreed. The game changed after that. In fact, Alec Anderson said, you know, we had to set our jaws about us and we knew we were in for a Mike Tyson fight. And David Edwards mentioned that play. He mentioned Cam Hayward getting in Josh Allen's face as well and how that changed. And I've gotten a lot of fans this morning saying, well, it shouldn't take that for their attitude to change or wake the team up. I get it. Like, you want to start off the game like that. But, man, when you're a competitor and you're in a hostile environment and, you know, Alec Anderson's getting skittish and he has a couple false start penalties early, sometimes it just takes something to get you into the moment and saying, okay, we're settled in now, let's go. And I thought that was the moment that game changed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Christian Benford, Trey White, too, just outstanding. The Steelers' offense was really locked up the whole game. What did you make of their play?
Yeah, sorry about that. Benford was awesome on, you know, the attitude changed on that play, but the game changed on Christian Benford's scoop and score first play of the second half. I mean, the Bills go out and take the lead on the very first play of the second half after Joey Bosa knocks the ball loose. Benford scoops it up. He scores. And then the next possession, he intercepts Mason Rudolph, who was in because Aaron Rodgers got hurt on that play that he scored. He was fantastic. And on top of that, Christian Benford shadowed DK Metcalf around the field. He told me he was on him every play. Didn't matter man-to-man, zone defense. DK Metcalf had three catches for 32 yards. He's an excellent receiver. So Christian Benford really played a fantastic game. Tre'Davious White was very good on the outside. I thought it was interesting looking at the snap counts this morning. Max Harrison didn't play a lot. Tre'Davious White played a lot more than Max Harrison in this game. 33-13, I believe the snap counts were, 31-13. That could also be because Max Harrison was going through concussion protocol last week, though, so everybody knows. And, you know, sometimes when that happens, you're not as involved early on in the week in the game planning, so you have to back off the reps a little bit. But it's also not a week to really complain about anything about Max Harrison not playing over Trey White, because Trey White was excellent in the job that he did.
Josh Allen, after the game, said was game plan why the passing game wasn't really doing too much during the game. They focused on it on the ground. Is that what you took out of it, too? Like, this was the plan coming into the game to not rely on Josh throwing the ball?
100%. But it's not because of Josh. It's because they had two backup tackles. I mean, if you put Josh in, you know, back there to throw the ball 40 times in this game, you're asking for trouble. I mean, you had... No offense to Ryan Vandermark and Alec Anderson, but they're not Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown. And Ryan Vandermark did a really good job at left tackle, but he didn't have to sit there and protect Josh for 6 seconds. Neither did Alec Anderson at right tackle. These guys are they're very good run blockers. They can still be very good in protection. And this game was about getting the ball out of Josh's hands quickly and then running the football. Josh only threw 23 times. Last week, he was sacked 8 times. He was hit 12 times or hurried 12 times. That's a terrible recipe, and we heard Sean McDermott talk about it. That was in his craw all week. Here are the stats in this one, guys. 0 sacks, 1 quarterback hurry the whole game. And a lot of that was game plan. They just didn't want Josh sitting back there, so no doubt about it.
All right, the Bengals are next, and the Bills have never beaten Joe Burrow. That just got me this morning. But their defense has been notoriously awful for about the last 2 seasons. How do the Bills stack up with this Bengals team?
Yeah, they're playing better lately, but there are a lot of opportunities against this Bengals defense. Early in the season, they were giving up a lot of points, and teams have also been able to run on them and throw on them, do it different ways on them. They have been playing better lately. They only allowed 14 points to the Ravens last week. They've really kind of energized themselves with getting the return of Joe Burrow, both offensively and defensively. And they also have 10 days to get ready for the Bills. Let's remember that. They played Thursday. They play on Thanksgiving night. So the Bengals are going to be a tough out here coming to Buffalo. And you're right. I mean, Joe Burrow's always a tough out. And in that game that they played against the Baltimore Ravens, they did a good job to take the ball away. They were aggressive. And I think they're going to try, you know, to do the same thing. The Bills gave the ball away a couple of times in this game, and that's got to be their ticket. And let's remember, Ja'Marr Chase, very, very excellent wide receiver, obviously. T. Higgins, I don't believe he played last week because of the concussion he was dealing with. We'll see about him. But it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a tough game for the Bills. And let's remember, we're going to remind everybody, when the schedule came out, this was a 4:25 p.m. game. It has been flexed. It is a 1 p.m. Sunday game in Orchard Park.
Yeah, and this is a big one. Looking forward to it. Sal, thanks so much. Sal Capaccio was down on the sidelines for a chippy matchup yesterday between the Bills and Steelers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.